Hello, you are listening to the inaugural episode of Weekly Wonderings, my new weekly podcast. This week is full of savvy, song, and arrogance. Hello and welcome to Weekly Wonderings. My name is Charles Dunkley. Social media can bombard us with information overload and articles of events of note. They can stream by very quickly, so they get pushed to the background before you even get a chance to command your attention. So what I've started doing is gathering together some of those interesting happenings that caused me to take note and stop and think, and I'm putting them into a weekly post. Originally, I started publishing this on Thursdays, but now I'm moving it to Mondays. So Monday mornings, I'll have my blog post, Weekly Wonderings, and I will also then have this podcast, where it gives me an opportunity to delve a little more in detail into anything that's included in the that week's podcast or that week's blog. So as you can tell, podcasting is new to me. I've never done it before. So this is going to be a learning process for me, and just bear with me as I go along. For my inaugural Weekly Wonderings, I've put together links to some happenings around the globe that touch upon the craft beer world, social media, and music. Expect to see technology and books and other categories make appearances in the future. This particular one, though, these are the things that I just decided to kick the blog post off with. So they're featured here in the podcast. Now, starting in the craft beer world, we had an interesting event take place where BrewDog of Scotland, if you watch BrewDog's show at all, you see these two guys from Scotland. They're an ever-growing in popularity brewery. They are coming finally to the U.S. with the help of Anchor Brewing. Anchor's been a partner with BrewDog for a while. They've helped with importing their beers here, and they are going to be helping BrewDog get their own brewery up and running. I believe Columbus, Ohio, maybe where BrewDog finally actually chose where they're going to start building their brewery. It's one of the places Stone Brewing looked at when they wanted to expand from California eastward. Stone ended up in Richmond, Virginia, but now Columbus is lucked out because instead of getting Stone, they're at least getting BrewDog. So we're all excited. It's probably going to be a while before that gets built and is up and running and beers make it here onto the shelves. Hopefully with Anchor Brewing's help, they will help BrewDog get a much larger footprint. So hopefully their beers will be available wherever Anchor Brewing beers are available. That will be nice. I don't know if that's going to necessarily be the case, but hopefully it will. The other thing that struck my interest this week, is Stone Brewing. They have Arrogant Bastard is kind of their flagship beer in terms of just the artwork, the graphics. It's got the gargoyle on the bottle. And Arrogant Bastard's slogan is, "You're not worthy." If you find an Arrogant Bastard bottle, read the whole back. There's a whole big story about how the beer is telling you that you basically can't handle me and you're not worthy of me and all this stuff. I like the way they package and produce the beer. And what they've done now is they are taking Arrogant Bastard out on the road, and they're going to be brewing that beer at other breweries. One of those is going to be BrewDog over in Scotland, and a couple of other ones here in the U.S. And they have a website dedicated just to this, and it is road.arrogantbastard.com. And it talks of basically Arrogant Bastard being kicked out, and he's gone on the road, and he's letting Stone know that they're going to regret this decision. Overall, it's just a very cool and very effective way to take something which is, I guess, relatively simple. They're just going to take their formula, their recipe, and they're going to go to a couple of other breweries, and they're going to brew it there. Now, they're saying that they're going to brew the exact same beer. Nothing's going to be changed. They're just taking it on the road and brewing it at these other places. Why they're doing it, I'm not necessarily, I don't know. Something to do, I guess. Stone is very good at advertising, very good at coming up with campaigns like this. I'm Arrogant Bastard is one of my top five beers. It's my desert island beer. If I had to be stuck on a desert island with only one beer, it would be Arrogant Bastard. So I'm curious to see what it's going to taste like, what it's going to look like, if they're going to package it the same way. Overall, it's just an interesting thing. They actually, you can sign up to their, on that website, and they're going to, once this is up and running and in full gear, they're going to be emailing you updates so you can follow Arrogant Bastard on his journey across America and around the world. Overall, pretty slick. But that's Stone. They know what they're doing when it comes to branding themselves and advertising themselves. I wonder if... Right now, I believe Sam Adams is pretty much the only craft brewery that has commercials on TV. I don't know if Stone or anybody else is going to enter the television commercial realm. I don't know that they need to. I don't know if any of them are anywhere near close to the size of the Boston Brewing Company or Boston Beer Company. I'm not sure whatever Sam Adams' technical name is. But if any of the breweries could make that leap into television commercials, Stone Brewing to me would definitely be that one that could do that. They're already very good at just using the internet and social media to advertise and advertise themselves. They're good at making small little videos about each of their beers. A lot of them have a little video to tell you that beer's story. Something that a lot of other breweries don't do. And Stone, if you're not a craft beer fan, Stone is a good brewery to dive into just to learn about craft beer. They do produce beers across the spectrum, so many different styles. Arrogant Bastard may not be the starting point if you just drink like a Bud Miller Coors, because it is a big, bold, in-your-face American strong ale. Personally, I love it, so I dove right into it pretty early on in my craft beer journey, but I think I'm a little bit more of the exception, where I started out on the big strong ales, IPA side, double IPA side, and then eventually worked my way in the other direction towards Bavarians, brown ales, lagers, all those kind of things. I think most people start on the lower end of the spectrum and work their way up into the big, bitter hobby beers. I just dove right in on the deep end and have been working my way in the other direction. Just the other night on our with the Craft Beer Nation, we did Lambic, which is really difficult to describe. It's kind of sour, it's kind of funky and barnyardy, but it's a bit different. Like some saisons and farmhouse ales can be those as well, but the lambic is just so unique in how it's brewed and what it tastes like. And it's really a beer you have to work your way to, because just if you just open that up, you're probably going to hate it and think, what in the world is this? This is disgusting. But I would suggest work your way through some saisons, some farmhouse ales, a lot of Belgian beers, and then go out and pick up some lambics and try them. They are an experience. So I am looking forward to seeing what's next, particularly with Stone. They are also opening up their first brewery in Berlin. They're taking the American craft beer scene to Berlin, which American beers are becoming more and more popular over there, so it's interesting to see how they'll be received, because they plan on taking the German Reinheitsgebot, their purity law in terms of brewing, and just throwing it out the window. So I'm curious to how that's going to be perceived and received over there. Okay, before I move on to social media, this morning's drink is tea, and it is Twinings Irish Breakfast. It's one of my favorite teas. It's got a bigger, bolder flavor than some of your other black teas. It is a good, hearty tea to have in the morning. So one of the things I'm probably going to be doing with this podcast is, what am I drinking? It's either going to be a tea or a beer, most likely. Since it's 9:14 in the morning, it's a tea. Okay. Now, speaking of like Stone and how they utilize social media to their advantage, one of the other things that struck my interest was over on Google Plus, on one of their Hangouts on Air, there's a an interesting and insightful discussion between Lanny Sullivan and Emin Johns regarding the impact or lack thereof of social media postings on SEO. Now, I'm brand new to websites, or at least my own website, brand new to blogging, so SEO is still a whole black hole mystery to me. I have that SEO Yoast plugin, and I put things in there. I have no idea yet how effective it is, if I'm putting the right things in there or not. It's something that I obviously, since I am blogging now, that I do have to learn how to do right. But if you go to, again, go to my blog and go to the inaugural Weekly Wonderings, I have a link to the video of this discussion between Lanny and Emin. And one of the things that really struck me, resonated with me in particular, was a quote, something Emin said about utilizing social media. And he said that social media is for listening and your blog is for answering. And I thought that was pretty spot on. You're out there, you're on Twitter, you're SoundCloud, wherever you are, looking, listening, learning. And then the point of your own blog is to come back to your blog, take what you've learned, take what you're hearing people talk about, and then you write about it and give your input, your insight, your spin on it, your interpretation, hopefully in such a way that it will trigger something in somebody who reads it, for them to then take that and take it even further or dive into something to push them in a direction that they're interested in. So for now, for me, my blog is mostly just things that catch my eye. I don't know if Weekly Wonderings will stay this format or if it will eventually morph into a more focused thing. We'll see. But that's part of the fun of doing this. It's a learning process all the way along. It will teach me to become a better writer. I like writing. I've been writing a long time, but I'm a long form, you know, doorstopper, epic fantasy kind of writer where it takes me 600, 700 pages to get to the point. So blogging is a very different writing medium for me. It's a very different experience. It's something that, it's a very different skill set as far as I can see just in beginning to do it than telling a 10,000-year history of five royal families. So, but it is interesting. I've decided to do this podcast just as I'm interested in podcasting, and I felt what better way to learn about it than to do it. It seems to be the best way to really learn something is to just dive in and start doing it yourself. I'm probably going to come back to these early podcasts and cringe about how awful they are, but you have to start somewhere. And nobody just stepped onto a stage and performed Shakespeare the first time without practicing and practicing and practicing. Unfortunately for podcasting, the only way to practice it is to do it. And I could do these and record them and leave them on my computer to never be seen or heard from again, but why not record them and take the leap and put them out there and see what happens? Maybe no one will listen. Maybe they'll listen and laugh. Or maybe somebody will get something out of this. We'll see. Now, this brings me to the next social media thing that particularly caught my eye. That the week where I wrote this initial blog post. And that is one of my favorite social media people is Amy Schmidauer. You may know her as Savvy Sexy Social. And she had a little, the hello tweet strategy for more engagement. And she's, most of her content is in the form of little vlogs, video logs, you know. you go to her YouTube page, and she has all these little tidbits on just using social media. And even the name of her brand, Savvy Sexy Social, she has a vlog every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday's vlog is some savvy something. Wednesday's is sexy something, and Thursday's is social something. And then on Mondays and Fridays, she has a podcast, The Marketing Lifestyle. Mondays is just a short Monday Musings, where it's just a short little podcast. And then Friday is her full-blown podcast, where she and there she interviews other people. So it's a little different medium than the video log she does during Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because that's just her giving you insight, giving you strategies, giving you information. And I've been on Twitter for a long time, but never really used it properly. And only in the past 2 weeks, pretty much around the time shortly after I started this blog and started writing on my website, I decided to really begin to engage more on Twitter. And even though I'm a craft beer guy, a tech guy, a sci-fi fantasy guy, just because I'm blogging now, looking into social media and marketing is just a natural extension to just see and learn about how people do promote themselves and promote their content and interact with each other. So, and one of the people that pushed me onto going onto Twitter and engaging more was just Amy in particular, just following her stuff. So, and it's been an interesting experiment in the last couple of weeks, really delving deeper into Twitter. Between engaging in a series of Twitter chats each week, and in particular using the Buffer app, or at least the website version of Buffer, both of those, I've seen my own personal investment in time in Twitter increase, and just my own engaging and talking to people and getting to know people and interacting with them rather than just liking or retweeting something. And one of the things that's come out of this is the amount of followers I have has more than doubled at this point, even in just 2 weeks. Now, whether that means anything or not, I have no idea. Most of my new followers, I believe, are in the social media marketing realm. But because I'm engaging in that area, even though that's not what I do, but because, like I said, because I'm online now and active in writing, it's just something to learn. So anyway, if you are interested in blogging, or particularly video blogging, and just social media in general and how to do things, Amy's a really good starting point. She gives you a lot of information on her YouTube page and on her website. So I'd suggest you can watch the clip I linked in the Weekly Wonderings inaugural post. Just so you'll get a feel for her there, and then go check her out. Cool. The third topic for my weekly inaugural blog was music. And Netflix had launched their new Nina Simone documentary, What Happened, Nina Simone. Now, Nina is one of my all-time favorite singers. She's top five easily for me. She's just absolutely fantastic. For me, it's like I'm not big on talking about singers or songwriters or musicians. I'd rather you just go listen to them. So on my in my blog down at the bottom there, you'll see a YouTube video, and it is Nina Simone live in concert in Holland in 1965. And Nina's great in the recording studio, but just absolutely brilliant live on stage. You really just see her love of performing, and She's just, I think she's just better live, even than in the studio. She has a little more liberty to just be herself on stage than producers, music producers may want for her on studio recordings. But go over there and check her out. She also does some of the absolute best covers of Leonard Cohen. She has a few different variations of Suzanne, which is, to me, one of the greatest songs ever written. So definitely go and find her versions of Suzanne as well and check those out. So that is pretty much it for my first Weekly Wonderings blog on my website, and now my first Weekly Wonderings podcast episode. I have no idea what I just sounded like. I'm going to go back and listen to this to see if I don't hopefully sound like an idiot. But anyway, I will be uploading this to SoundCloud, so that's probably where you're going to be hearing this. And one of the interesting things that I'm going to do is I'm going to go and count as I listen to how many times I say the word I had no idea that I said the word so many times. And I know I don't really say it when I'm in talking in natural conversation, but there's just something about sitting here and talking into a microphone that, there I go again, that makes the mind stop and pause. And then I verbally fill that space with an So as I go forward here and get better at podcasting and getting more used to just speaking naturally the way I normally would, hopefully the will go away. There I go again. Anyway, signing off with no more I'm going to go finish my tea and wishing you a good week. And go to cedunkley.com. Go to find my Weekly Wonderings pod blogs. I'm going to probably link this podcast into the blog. So leave me a comment there. Leave me a comment on SoundCloud if that's where you're listening. I am learning here, and any feedback you can give me, any guidance at all, is going to be greatly appreciated. I don't know if I'm helping you without you reaching back out to me and letting me know. Does anything I brought up here have any interest to you, or do you have anything else you'd like me to look into or talk about? That's the whole point of engaging on social media, is to talk and learn and meet new people and learn new ideas and share ideas. And I think that's part of what I'm hoping to accomplish with Weekly Wonderings, is for me to take note of the things that catch my eye, put them in a blog, talk about them here in a podcast, and put them out into the world, and maybe someone will find something new that they didn't know about before. Or maybe somebody will find something that they have been trying to remember, and they'll stumble across it here. Anyway, here's to a good week. Thank you.